Chinese officials are downgrading that company's economic growth forecast, now saying the Chinese economy will grow between 6.5% and 7% this year. That is lower than last year's estimate, but it is still higher than what many Western economists believe will actually happen. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
And last year, China's economy grew at 6.9%, which was the slowest pace in 25 years. What is the consensus about what's going to happen this year?
The consensus is that we have no idea because it's very difficult to trust the Chinese government statistics. I think that most people believe that the economy in China probably didn't grow by 6.9% last year. It was probably something closer to 5. And that most people believe that coming into this year, the rate is still going to be somewhere around 4.5 to 5%. Again, you know, the U.S. economy is only growing by 2%, but this is such a big downgrade from where we were, say, 5 years ago when we were seeing 10, 11, 12%. It's sort of hard to wrap your head around that slowdown being so dramatic.
And of course, it does matter here in the U.S. We've seen evidence of that over the last several months in the stock market, which has been really on a roller coaster and mostly downward until recently because of what's been happening in China and what that means for energy markets, et cetera. But President Xi Jinping is pushing a plan for supply-side structural reform, the New York Times comparing it to Reaganomics. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, the Chinese government looks like it's going to allow for an increase in deficit spending. So what they're going to do is they're going to spend more money. A lot of it will go on into infrastructure. They're also going to cut taxes. But I think the critical part of this is that the Chinese government, remember, they own a lot of companies and big parts of large industries. They're going to actually shut down what these are called these zombie enterprises, basically these terrible businesses that really shouldn't be open anymore. Lots of them, like in the steel industry, the government says it's going to cut jobs and excess productivity by 10% in the steel industry over the next several years. Now, I should say that one of the big issues around this plan is that economists are saying, like, all right, they've done a little of this before. We don't know whether they're really committed to shutting down these bad businesses, and that could be the key to sort of putting the Chinese economy on a much better trajectory.
Now, the Chinese top economic planning official said over the weekend, this is making headlines all over the place, that they will absolutely not experience a hard landing. Now, what they mean by that is that there's going to be some huge crash in the economy and it's going to be not a soft landing, but a hard landing. Should we believe that? What does it mean for the U.S.?
Well, I mean, look, we don't want them to have a hard landing, right? We actually want to believe that the Chinese government can manage their economy. But I have to say that a lot of confidence was shaken last year. If you remember, the government sort of intervened into the stock market, and that went
really badly. They told people they can't sell their stocks.
Yeah, they told people they can't sell their stocks, and then they tried to prop it up, and then they changed margin rules, and then they said, you know, we're going to have triggers, and none of it really worked. I mean, look, this is a really interesting conversation because this is not capitalism. This is state-sponsored capitalism, and we're not exactly sure how it's going to roll out. That said, this is the second largest economy in the world, a $10 trillion economy, as you said. Such a big impact for us here in the U.S. A lot of U.S. companies want to grow in China. They need the government to be on track.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, thanks.
Take care.